Blog Talk Radio.
We are poor little lambs who have lost our way. Ba, ba, ba.
This is TwoBlackSheepRadio.com with Bob Granger and Dave Wilkerson. Where being a black sheep is a good thing. You never know what they're going to say.
Well, hello, everybody. Happy Thursday. I believe it's October 15th. I'm not really sure what the dates are anymore because I'm still in my relaxation mode. But Thursday nights, the show kicks into high gear. We're going to have a fun one tonight. We're continuing our sequel going on talking about our morning shows. And I have none other than my guest host tonight. Okay, sort of a guest host of his own show, but he's the co-host, co-founder of Two Black Sheep Radio with me, Mr. Bob Granger. Bob, what do you feel like talking about tonight?
Oh, Dave, I don't know. We usually kind of wing every show anyway. So
yes, we
it
do.
Could be a multitude of things. I think I'm going to take a beating for some reason tonight.
Well, I don't know. I haven't been feeling too good today, so I didn't really, you know, get that set up in advance. Normally I like to plan your beating, you know, so that you get abused by everybody. You know, I've only pulled a few people in. I know our great friends Tom and Annie can't be on tonight. He had a wake he was at, but he's going to be on. He's going to be our guest for next week's show. But let's talk a little bit about your show, and then I'm going to shock everybody by talking about how you've mastered technology. But, you know, we talked about doing these morning shows, and I always say I don't want the morning shows to be scripted, but, Bob, you know what? I guess maybe we should just let technology share what you shared with me. I think maybe that's probably the smart way to do it. But before we do that, have you had any recovery stories for this week? You got anything that's of interest that's not going to make me want to mute you?
Well, one of the best recovery stories, you know, for the week, which I always have many of them because of my age, you know. But Travis and Shannon, you know, our middle children, they were on vacation for a week down in Mexico, well-deserved. And so there was many of us that had the responsibility of watching the 9-year-old and 4-year-old. And one of my responsibilities was keep them busy if everybody else was tired. All right, so one day I took my 9-year-old out deer hunting, you know, with his bow, highly legal, of course. And we came back, and there was a deer in his yard, and he wanted to kill the deer that was standing in his yard, and said, "Well, that's not really hunting, you know." So, but I had a great time, and I took him out golfing 3 different times, the 9-year-old and the 4-year-old. And I'll tell you one thing.
Well, that's fun.
We had a blast. It was almost dangerous at times, but the funny thing is, Dave, you know, the older that I get, the more I realize bringing up young children like this is definitely designed for youth, because they are exhausted.
Yeah, it's young man's sport. Mm-hmm.
I'm
going to be heading down to spend time with my grandkids this coming week. You know, and I know that Ty's already sending me notes. He's out there on his motorcycle. They put a fence in their backyard now. So it was funny. My daughter sent me a video of him taking Zeus, their dog, for a walk. Now the difference is before he always had to be on a leash because they didn't have a fence, right? So now I watch this video she sent, which is hilarious. He's on his little motorcycle, and he's flying all around the backyard, and Zeus is chasing him the whole time. And all I heard was Ty said, "I think he's tired now. Can I stop?" You know, so he's figured out how to use technology, use, you know, automation, to use, you know, other than him walking, which is hilarious. But I'm looking forward to going down. I'm excited about it. I'm always excited about our show. I mean, you know, today I said one of those bad days. My recoveries are weird days, but I had a great friend that came up last night, and he came up here and saw my place closed and everything up for the season in a couple of days. So it was nice when they come in and drink the last of what I have in my shelf there, and I think we even dipped into some moonshine last night, which was sort of funny. But yeah, it was good. I learned that from our other co-host, Charlie. Moonshine's not bad, and you know, my dad used to. Let's just say he grew up in West Virginia, and moonshine in him, he understands it completely. So we'll just let it lie at that. But let's go ahead, and we're going to talk about your show, Bob, because we've had so much fun doing our Thursday night show, and the radio station wanted us to add some time, and we decided instead to do these little morning shows. And I know last weekend, you know, Charlie's interview, his show, it was a blast. It had a great time, and I know that you were probably a little bit really worried when I said to you, hey, Bob, all I need you to do is just record your voice and send it to me. And what did you say when I said that the first time, Bob? I mean, I haven't heard that in a long time, but what did you say when I said, hey, Bob, can you record, you know, an idea for your show so I can edit it and put it on our show tonight? What did you say to me, Bob?
I can't remember, but I'm sure it was something like, how do I go about doing that? You know, want to talk about recovery, you should have seen how much trouble that was for me to try to figure that out. I asked for outside assistance, and everybody kept dodging me. I think you were talking to them.
No, well, you know, it is. They also know, people understand the act of insanity is doing the same thing, you know, over and over again. And so when you call them, they go, no, this is insanity. I'm not going to try to help them this time. But you did it, okay? I get these audios. Actually, the first audio was, can you hear this? And that was the first audio he sent me. And I'm going, okay, let's humor him. You know, let's say, yes, I can hear you, Bob. You're coming across loud and clear. And then you sent me music. And I'm going, okay, great. You know, I could have grabbed this music anywhere, you know. And I'm going, that's fine. I said, you know, and we're going to tell people what the music is in a second. And then, of course, I get your clip. And I'm going, this is good. And I'm listening to the whole thing. And I get down to the end. And the only reason I'm going to tell everybody this, because they won't hear it. At the end, I had to edit it because you're still recording and you're talking to me as you're recording. You say, well, Dave, is this pretty good? What do you think? Because we do that. And I'm going, does he really think that I'm like going to be able to talk back and forth to him on this audio? I mean, I was really concerned for you, Bob, but you did it. You did it. You know, and so we're going to play it really smart. What we're going to do is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play some music to set the tone, and then I'm going to play your little clip on what you would like your show to be not only called, but what you're hoping to accomplish for it. And then we've got some people that are going to call in and ask you, why did you say that? Why did you choose that? But it'll be good. So let's listen to first a little bit of the intro music to set everybody in the tone for you. You're a child of the 60s and 70s, I know, or 60s or 50s, which one, but, oh yeah, this is good. This ties it all in pretty well. Okay, we're not going to play any more of that because that goes off into a whole other spectrum of the 60s. But here is the clip we put together for you, Mr. Granger. So everybody listen up, and then at the end we're going to go through and we're going to explain why he's doing what he's doing.
Okay, Mr. Wilkerson, here it goes. You know, I'm not that technologically astute. We all know that. So I'm not even sure if you're going to get this. But, you know, we're talking about our morning shows. And I just thought that an appropriate name for my show. In fact, I'd like to do the show if it would work for everyone. You know, I'm thinking 7 or 8 a.m. on a Monday morning. What a way to start the week with Rock and Roll with Grange. You know, it's kind of like your weekly wake-up call. Nice way to start the week. Positive. All that good stuff, you know what I mean? I mean, if you think about, Dave, you know, the last year, and when I can still remember sitting out on the deck at your lake house, White Lake, beautiful up there, and we're chatting and have a good time, having a beverage, smoking cigars, and saying, wouldn't it be cool if people could just listen to some of these conversations, because we're all over the board. We talk about every kind of subject. And then lo and behold, the next week you say, I have it. You know, radio talk show,
you know, web-based, to Black Sheep Radio, you know, and we just, we've had a lot of fun with it, and I think it's been, you know, quite successful. We've always had a goal in mind, and that's to help people, you know, and just help a few people, or one person, or scores, you know, just to say something that's going to make a difference, you know, and one of the things that we talked about, you and myself and Charlie and Tom and Annie, about doing our morning show is the fact that, you know, it's once again, it's to try to help. You know, and I think just as much, I know for me, it's going to help make me better, you know, which is such an important component of this. I have to be better in order to be able to help someone else, you know, decide that they'd like to be better as well. You know, so I'm going to wind up opening up my show, you know, to many people. And my discussions and topics are going to vary. You know, that's that old thing about, you know, being happy and excited about life. And I am. I'm a patriot, I think, and more and more that I'm around people and this wonderful country, the opportunities we've been given in our life, whether it be traditional business, and then to be able to supplement that with a network-based business, and have them work together in conjunction. My gosh, what an opportunity that is. You know, and we do have great, great, great opportunity. You know, so I'm not sure, you know, when I get into this, if it's going to be more about maybe grabbing a chapter out of a book I might be reading. I had a friend, a very dear friend of mine the other day, give me a book that I haven't read in years. And it was one of the first books I ever read. And, you know, it helped me on that way to that positive mental attitude, and it was How to Win Friends and Influence People. You know, so I'm in the process of reading that book again. You know, and so I might be taking certain chapters out of books, you know, and just discussing that chapter. You know, during the week, I might be talking to a multitude of people and get their opinions on different things. You know, life experiences, you know. All of that, it's so important, life experiences. I mean, experiences get you where you are, and it's best to be able to use somebody else's experiences, if you can, to make you a better person. You know, so that's exactly, you know, what I want to be doing with my morning show. I want to make it fun. I want people to get involved. I want people calling in if they'd like to. You know, and I don't care, you can be listening to the show, you know, when you're shaving, or if you're in a hot, salty bath, or you're enjoying a cup of coffee, or driving to work. You know, I want to start that week positive. You know, one thing I learned about Charlie, you know, and he teaches me things all the time. It's great having a multitude of people that you respect and listen to and get their different takes on life. Like my good friend Damian Pekacek, you know, and things like this. And you know, but Charlie said, you know, what kind of day are you going to have today? Oh, I love that line. What kind of day are you going to have today? You know, and it makes people think about the, you know, how fortunate we are to be even being put in that position. You know, talking with my grandsons all the time, you know, they're all in school. One's in, you know, like pre-kindergarten. The other one's in kindergarten and second grade and fourth grade or third grade. And I always ask them, what do you like, what do you like best about school today? Now, I get lunch quite often, but still we talk about different things, you know, and that's what I'm looking forward to with the show, you know. And I will be talking about the great leaders. I will be talking about life experiences and other people's experiences, and so we can all learn together and have fun together. You know, the idea about this is to get out there and being able to help. You know, there's no reason that so many more people, more Americans, with the opportunity that's in front of all of us in every possible different scenario, it's unfortunate that more people aren't doing better financially, which would take the pressure off them and their family. You know, and we need to be able to get better at letting people know that things can change for them, and let them know that it's real for them. So we'll be able to talk about a multitude of things, you know, and I'm going to be looking forward to it. You know, and I just think, Dave, that it's going to be a blast, just like the last year has with our main show. And these shows are going to be tremendous. And I'm going to be able to learn from you and from Charlie and from Tom and Annie and all the guests that we're going to have on, just and so all of us can get into a better place all the way around.
Now, Bob, didn't you love the way I put that classical piano music in the background?
That was pretty good,
You sort of put me in that mood, and I'm going, here he is. It's like Bob in the morning, you know, and he's going to share and motivate and excite us. So when you talk about rock and roll, you don't necessarily mean rock and roll. You mean like, you know, get up and go, like get up and move and that type of stuff, right?
Yeah, well, think about it, Dave. Rock and roll, I mean, I guess you'd have to be back in those 70s, 60s and 70s time, but that rock and roll era, that all it did was make you smile. You know, there's not a boomer out there that can't think about their experiences and how much it made you smile. And so I just want people to start smiling the beginning of the week. You know, Monday's sometimes a little bit tough for some people.
Or is that a little different for you? You know, you were more like the Janis Joplin, off the edge, Grace Slick, Jefferson Airplane.
Yeah.
In the guy to the Vita. Yep.
Tall.
Oh, my favorite. Yep. But I know what you're saying. So it's a mindset. So you want to start that morning off. And I love the idea you want to do Monday morning. You know?
Yeah.
I think
The
great thing is that we have recorded it. So if someone doesn't want to get up first thing Monday morning, you know, they don't have to. They can listen to it later. It doesn't have to be live. But I guess, you know, there is something about, you know, you wanting to come on the air. And you want to do it at, what, 8 o'clock in the morning? Wow, that's late for you. That's like
seven
half
or
the
eight.
Day is done.
Yeah, 7 or 8. I mean, the good news about this, I mean, all of our morning shows are going to be approximately 20 minutes. You know, just to start the day off right. You know, and if you think about that, there's so many unlimited resources at our hands. To 20 minutes is nothing, and because there's so many things we can talk about. You know, obviously our goal is always to positively affect someone's day, you know, and hoping for that great result. We all look for that, but I was thinking about the different subjects that you can talk about to start the week. And I love about the idea of starting the week. You know, I'm up early all the time, and I'm always especially in a good mood. And when I first get up, maybe it's just because it's green side up, I'm not sure, but
maybe you're just happy. You go, wow, I'm awake.
Yeah. But I mean, we talked about you could have a 20-minute discussion on one word. It could be loyalty, or it could be, you know, perseverance or something like that.
Whatever hits your head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you can, and this is why I want to be able to talk with people during the week, because just like our show at night, we just come up with different things all the time. I mean, you could talk about movies. I mean, think about that. I mean, I love that movie, The Edge. You know, what one man can do, another man can do. I mean, all these different. How about The Abyss? You know, or Naked
Gun
2.5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
Well,
Naked Gun 2.5. Actually, it's a hilarious one. How about that part in Naked Gun 2.5 where, you know, when Leslie Nielsen's there and he's swimming, you know, and they said, somebody smells terrible. He says, yeah, that would be me. I've been swimming in raw sewage. I love it. I mean, some of these different things that you can come up with.
Your show will be interesting then, Bob, to say the least. And you realize you're going to be going mute-free. I mean, so you're not going to have me there essentially to hit the button to mute things out. So,
yeah,
I have to be
a little bit more careful. There's no question. I mean, you can talk about a quote. You can talk about it. I mean, who is it? Emerson that said, you know, every great institution is lengthened by the shadow of one man. I mean, you could talk about quotes.
That's pretty deep.
You can talk about individuals' formulative years. Or how about
great
mentors?
Well,
yeah.
Well, that's good. But the only question I have, you talk about the shadow of man, but how about if it's cloudy out? What happens then?
I'd have to think about that for a while. Remember, though, no matter how cloudy it is, there's always a lot of blue up above that.
Oh, you're a piece of work. Yeah, we always used to say that when we'd get in the airplane and we'd fly above the clouds. The problem is, I always said, Yes, this is true. I'd look at my brother who's flying. He was a stunt pilot too. But we get up there above the clouds, and he would say, "See how blue it is?" I said, "Great. How long can we stay up here where it's blue? Because I know what we got to go back down through, and it wasn't fun coming through it." And he goes, "Oh, we're going to go through it again." You know, so anticipation. I know what you're saying. You know, it works. Well, it's obvious the show is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of variety in the show. And what I want to do is I've got a good friend of mine that just wants to ask you a question. I think he was listening to what the show was about. He's interested in it, and you know him. You know, yeah, no, this isn't too bad. He's a great guy. I know that he's excited about the morning shows. He loves what we do with Two Black Sheep Radio. So let me go ahead and open his mic up, make sure he's not asleep. Let's see. Hey, Mr. Tim Bolin, have we got you live?
Yes, I'm here. I'm listening intently.
Well, Granger's all yours. I'm gonna mute for a second, and you two chat. Talk to him about his show.
Great.
Now,
hey,
Tim,
Bob,
that
sounds excellent.
Nice now.
Oh, of course I am. But, you know, I love the idea of Monday morning, start the week off right. So you're going to have people come in and just kind of give some attitudes or some suggestions on how to make it a positive week? Or,
that might even be the first show, Tim. That might be the first show. There's so many different ways of doing this show, you know, and it's going to be exciting because I can talk to people like yourself and so many different people and say, okay, listen, I want you to get on this week and let's just talk. I mean,
I guess the best thing would be to kind of affect people's lives. You know, my cousin Billy, you know what I do every morning when I get up? The first thing I think of is best day of my life. And it was years ago that he said to me, he said, I was down in the dumps and he said, "Tim, this is going to sound really weird. Because it's just going to sound weird doing this, but I want you to promise you'll do it for a week." He said, "The first thing you do when you're conscious and when you wake up is just in your mindset, just go, this is the best day of my life." And I've been doing it for the last 3 years, and it just gives you a whole different perspective on how to deal with things. So so it's basically rocking and rolling with Grange, not a music atmosphere. It's just kind of, you know, how to crank your week, right?
It's how to smile. You know what I mean? You
Good
start
man.
That week off smiling, and
Good.
When you can continue to smile all the time, you know, it's that old syndrome. You know, like, you know, it's not the adversity itself. You know, they say it's how you react to the adversity, and so that's the idea of half full versus half empty.
Right.
You know, and
right.
So if you can always be half full, you know, that means you're smiling, and it's so
right.
much easier to smile. Trust me. You know, everybody
Excellent.
Has their own certain adversities, whether it can be with their family or with health issues and you know, adversity that hits them, you know.
I listen to Dave in the back. He's a piece of work, isn't he? All right. Well, look, it sounds exciting, you know, and I think you're probably going to get a lot of people who are going to throw in some insight. You know, Billy changed my life just by that one thing he suggested that I do. So I'm sure there's going to be some things that we'll hear that will pump us up. And I'm excited. I'll be on. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Tim. Thanks for calling
It's always good to talk to you, buddy. Take care.
Thanks, man. You too.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I mute him out real quick because I never know where he's going to go with certain things, you know. But he's been my friend forever, it seems like, you know. And because
so
of that,
poised.
I give
you
him
were
more
poised,
slack.
Huh?
I was poised. I was like, well, because I know I'm really well, you know, so it's okay. But I know that our other co-host just popped on now. He was at a meeting earlier, but I'm not going to bring him on just yet because I'm sure he's trying to figure out now what have we been talking about up until now. You know, he thinks we've only been talking about your upcoming show, but maybe what we talked about was Charlie. Is that possible, Bob? We could have, right?
We could have, but I'm being very careful tonight. Because of the fact, I know that he's a smoking gun right there, you know, and so I have to be a little bit careful.
Well, I got to remember, too, because he's going to have his own mic, his own morning, too. So if you say something on Monday he doesn't like, you know, probably on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, you're going to be the topic. I think it's perfect for him. And you know what we're going to do? Let's go ahead and do this just a tiny bit early. Let's do the little Lone Granger segment, and then I'm going to bring Charlie on right after so he can interview
okay,
a little
great.
Bit as well. But let's go, because I didn't want to break it up too much, so we're close enough to 9 o'clock. Let's go ahead and do this, and then we'll be right back with Charlie Melsner as well.
Hello? tonight, a cloud of dust and a hearty high-o silver.
So all of us, let's welcome our very own Lone Granger.
Well, Dave, you know, we haven't done our ABCs that climb up the success ladder in a while, and I'm just going to do a little recap. And I was thinking about the recap on how a few of the letters can coincide with the morning show, what we're trying to accomplish with the morning shows, you know. And so there's a couple of things. One of the things, and this is what I love about just getting to know people and things like this, I learned something from Charlie just a couple of weeks ago. And one of the letters is W. And one of the things that Charlie does every day with his children, and I love this, is he asks them what kind of day they're going to have today. And so think about that. Can you imagine if everybody did that with the people around them? That would be so instrumental in establishing their foundation for their day and their week. You know, in fact, if you did it to yourself in the mirror, and you looked into your eyes in the mirror and said, what kind of day are you going to have today? That would make a difference. You know, and that goes right into another letter that's important when it comes to starting your week and starting your day every day. And that's G. That's give more than you plan to give. Isn't that life? I mean, think about that. Everything in life is giving. The more that you can give, the better off you're always going to be. And so that's a great way of starting the day. How about B? How about believe in yourself? You know, don't you want to go look back on the day and say, man, that's almost a day for the archives. You need to believe in yourself every day of your life. And that's where personal development, Damien talked about personal development a couple of weeks ago. Everyone should be trying to work on themselves. The more we work on ourselves, the better off we can be for other people. And the other one I was thinking of, too, about starting your day and starting your week is H, and that's hang on to your dreams. Hang on to your dreams every day. And by doing the first three letters that we started out with here, those dreams are going to come through because they're there for all of us. I mean, we're fortunate enough to be in the most wonderful country in the entire world, you know. So it's time to for people to look at their dreams, look at their visions, and then just make them happen. That's what I was thinking about today, you know. Every day, you know, start every day, be proud of yourself, and move forward, and just have a great and terrific day. And that's the Lone Granger today, Dave. What do you think?
That works. Yep, that works. You know, it's like anything else. Sometimes you've got to be. Sometimes you have to motivate yourself, right? I mean, you can't rely on someone to motivate you every day because it just doesn't work like that. You know,
absolutely.
So if you can figure out how to motivate yourself, and maybe it's that one phrase, those simple things, you know. You know, I used to always do things like I'd go to sleep at nighttime, of course. That's what you're supposed to do, right? But I remember when Fran told me one time, my old partner, he told me, he goes, you know, Dave, he said, when you put your – actually, he would say, Davey boy, now listen, when you put your head down at night, and I didn't let many people get away with that. I might let you, maybe Charlie, but when a Hall of Fame quarterback tells me that, I start to listen. But he always said, he goes, when you put your head down at night and you ask yourself simple questions about how your day was, did you bring value to other people? He goes, if the answer is yes, yes, and yes, he goes, you're going to sleep well. You know, and I've shared that stuff. So we may take all these little things we talk about that keep all of us in this positive time mode that helps everybody. So, you know, again, if we do that in the show, that's a great thing. And now I'm going to bring Charlie on, and all that stuff we just talked about is going to get thrown right out the window because who knows what type of mood my great buddy Charlie is. And let's just see, just by opening up his mic, and right now he's going to be probably like ordering the drive-thru or something like that. Hold on 1 second. That's
how you
Charlie.
Doing, guys? How are you
there
guys?
There you are, Charlie.
Hey, Charlie, how you doing tonight, my man?
You know, I'm doing great. You know, I had a nice night. I was out doing a presentation, met with some people, had a good time. But I have to tell you, there was nothing more positive than when I get on the phone with you guys and I realize the revolution you two started and how happy I am to be part of it. I tell Dave every day, I can't wait to get going and just keep spreading the news about what we have going on and the excitement and sharing that positive outcome. And I have to tell you, Bob, thanks for the shout-out about my kids and what I say, because I really do mean that. And it struck a chord with me, you know what I mean? That it was Andy Andrews who said that, and it meant a lot to me. And you guys are a big part of my day, being good every day when I listen to you and I hear you. And just the early morning messages that you leave me, Bob, they're just exciting, and I appreciate that.
Well, that passion that you talked about, you know,
with
you know, what kind of day you're going to have today, that's what affected me. And that's what I need to deliver. And that's a great thing about education and learning, you know?
Yeah, I got to tell you, I really do hope, Dave asked me, what do I hope to achieve by having the show and talking with you guys? And, you know, I just like what you guys said, if we can just help one person make a little bit of difference in their life, I mean, what a great thing. How lucky are we? I mean, Bob, you and Dave know how I feel about this country. I just love America. I am just one of the proudest people there is. I love this country and the opportunity it has. And just think about how lucky we are with the millions and millions of people that we have an opportunity to share some of what we've been shown, what we've been told and taught. I mean, just people can have information that would change other people's lives and never get the platform or the chance to spread that. And look how lucky we are to have that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And for years, I've always said that I just want to be able to make a difference to someone, you know, make a difference, you know, and we have it. We have the tools. In fact, this is, you know, one of the things that we do in trying to make those things happen. It's a great thing. We have a lot of fun, and I owe it to Dave for being the one instrumental in getting this thing rocking and rolling with Range.
Don't tell him too much about what's going on. I mean, we don't want to thank him too much because his head's already big enough, you know.
I could mute both of you right now and just take.
I know, and you don't need us. You could do the show. It could be the one black sheep and no co-host. I know.
Yeah, I just have everything recorded. It's no problem. But hey, listen, Charlie, what I want you to do, though, is, you know, Granger has announced the name of his show is be Rock and Roll with Grange, which is more of a mindset. But I know that we talked earlier about, because he asked you certain questions when we interviewed you last week. And, again, I want you to pretend like you're on your own radio show now and he's your guest. I want you to ask him about his pending, his upcoming show. And actually, maybe you guys should negotiate who gets which morning. You know, you don't want Monday morning, do you, Charlie?
No, I know.
I'd love to see it. You didn't? I'd love to see a cat fight. Come on, let's bring it on. Go YouTube channel.
No, you know
right
what
now.
The problem is that the station hasn't got back to me on what's available yet. I picked Thursdays, and you told me that they said we couldn't do two shows on one day, so I was waiting for them to get back to me on what was available. So,
wait. Charlie. Okay, so, so here's what, think about this. So if Thursday is not available because we do the nighttime Thursday show, what other day is left in the week?
Well, there's a couple, but I would like Tuesday morning would be nice.
Well, then that's all you see. You've never said that. So you can have Tuesday morning. You said you wanted Thursday. See how easy this was? Now I'm gonna be quiet, okay? I'm going to let you talk.
No, I was kind of enjoying the cat fight, by the way. I was kind of enjoying it.
Go get Bob. Go get him, Charlie. Go get him.
You know, Bob, one of the things I love about you is that you're so patriotic and how you love the country like I do, and I'm always so proud when you sent me the workshop stuff that you did with the Pledge of Allegiance and everything, and, you know, it got me thinking about a lot of stuff. But the same thing, kind of what you said to me, what do you think the whole idea when you get on the show in the morning and you start to talk about rock and rolling and getting going, is it going to be about, like, your emails for the teams that you send out with what's happening, or are you looking to deliver a different message? I mean, you're so positive, you're so upbeat, and you just come across that you can't lose when you're part of the Granger machine and the team. I mean, what are you going to do what's going to be different about it? What are you planning on, pal?
Well, I don't think it's going to be a lot different, Charlie, than my normal attitude about life in general. You know, one of the things that and I tell this to the people that are closest to me, you know, my closest friends and, you know, my family, I'm a big one to say that I think most people, unfortunately, don't understand how great we have it. I mean, we really, overall, we have it great. I mean, we're less than 1% of the population born in the United States of America. That's a basic thing. And the majority of people I know, they're all, you know, intelligent, good-looking people, and we're primed. We're in a beautiful position in life, and I think people lose the basics of that. I was talking to my brother the other day, and he's back up from South Carolina, and he was Grady and Renee. They were out, and I believe one of their daughters, Lauren, they were out taking a drive in the country. When last week on Columbus Day, it was absolutely perfect full foliage. I haven't seen it this beautiful in years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
And Grady was talking to me, and he said, you know, people don't even appreciate their own eyesight. You know, with all these breathtaking colors, this is just a basic in life that people take for granted so often. Just like some of the pictures that Dave took of the blood moon, you know, a couple of weeks ago or a week ago. They're breathtaking.
Yeah.
Being up on his deck looking at the sunset and the different reflections and mirror-like images was breathtaking. And so I guess I want to... I'll be talking a lot about basics, and I'm like I said, I'm a big one on books. It was interesting recently, Charlie. We're hoeing out a bunch of stuff around the house here, and I have all these old books that I started reading years ago, back in the 80s.
Yep.
So I started pulling these old kind of like, you know how you get these old paperbacks that kind of like are kind of almost crusty. You open up, the pages are yellow and the bindings crack when you open them. So I was looking at these books, and like one of the books was like Why Winners Win by Art Garner. And so I started leafing through it, and this is back before they even had felt markers where people would use a yellow marker to do things. This is when you underline things. And so
right,
you,
the highlight.
You know, all these crooked things. And so, but I was looking at this one thing that said, and it said, never allow yourself to become discouraged under any circumstances. I underlined this. I underlined this, Charlie, probably 35 years ago, right? And, and the three great essentials to achieve anything worthwhile are hard work, stick-to-itiveness, and common sense. So you
right.
look at, we have so much at our hands that a lot of people don't really know how great it can be for them. The book, you know, The Magic of Thinking Big, which is one of the great books of all times, you know. And so I was leafing through that and looking at some of my underlined things, and one of the things that was underlined was practice adding value to people. You know, as you move higher and higher in the world and you get more success, you have an obligation to help develop people. You know, so there's just all these subjects that I can talk about and you can talk about, Tom and Annie and Dave. You know, I'm excited about the fact that we can take just one little piece. How about this one book? This is a great book. It's called Stop Procrastinating, Do It. That's the name of this book. So it was copyrighted in 1981, you know. And then there's the one chapter in there that says how to stop procrastinating. And it says the first opening statement is, the best time to stop procrastinating is right now. I'm reading that book. I have about four different books going right now, The Winner's Edge by Dennis Whatley, you know, or Waitley. So that's basically what I'm going to do is I want to bring fun and have a rock and roll is always, did you think about that, man, that's fun. I mean, that was just fun. You know, you ask any boomer, they're going to be able to think back, close their eyes and think back. It's going to be fun. And so I want to get people involved. I want to talk with different people. I mean, we know so many people in our traditional businesses, so many friends and family and in our network-based business. We can have different people with their input because we can learn from everyone. And that's what I'm excited about.
Yeah, I mean, I got to tell you, Bob, that's one of the things I talked about was that I can't wait to bring on to my morning show some of the people that made such a big impact in my life. Like Dave said, like my dad, and I just want to bring in multiple people that really did things that changed my way of thinking, and hopefully that exposure from those people, just like you're saying, to share it is so exciting. And I can't wait to hear your show. I tell you, I'm real excited to see how the mornings turn out and what each one of us brings to the table. I have to tell you, I think it's it's a revolution that I think people are going to latch on to understand the excitement of what we all have and the positivity that we all want to do. I just can't wait to see what you do.
Well, thanks, Charlie. It like I said, with that 15 to 20 minutes, you can get on a one little subject and really delve into it for 15 or 20 minutes and really get something out of it. Because like you and I and Dave have always said, that goal of making the difference and hoping to say one thing that allows that person to believe that they can change their life. You know, I mean, we can all change our life. All of us can. But some people just have to have that little bit more subtle push and subtle prod more. And if we can say one thing, isn't that a great thing?
It's amazing, and that's what I'm hoping for. I'm so excited about that idea. I mean, I really am. I can't thank both of you enough. And, you know, the fact that we're going to have this chance, I mean, you guys have been doing such a great job at it, and I was just so honored to plug in and be part of Two Black Sheep. But for us to have our own show to be able to bring in other people, I mean, like I said, how lucky are we? You know, it's just amazing. Absolutely amazing.
You're both very lucky. You're very lucky. Very, very, very lucky.
Are we very lucky that you haven't muted us both already?
No,
I
love
question.
Listening to you.
Dave, I got a question. Do we got a minute more?
Go ahead. Yeah, for you, absolutely. Sure, Charlie, go ahead. Just keep talking. You know how to do it. Just keep talking.
I know. I got to pause a little bit. I know that now, so I have to pause a little bit, even though I'm excited and again, I'm a roll. You know, you guys are true patriots and true Americans, and you love this country like I do, and just the other night, I left work, and it was a long day, and it was busy, and I got into my big Chevrolet pickup truck, and I started driving down the road, and I had the XM radio on, and a song came on, and it made me think quite a bit, and not to change the subject or the night, the way the show is, because I'm going to talk about this, I promise, on something when I do one of my shows, but a song came on called Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning? And it was a song that talked about where you were when 9/11 happened. What happened? Where were you? And it talks about what you did, how you reacted. And, you know, guys, I had to pull over because I started to cry. I had a tear in my eye and I started to cry because I realized that that's what America is like. And that's the America that I want. And you heard me talk about that picture of what I see this country being. And it was so emotional for me. And I thought, man, if everybody could just listen to that song and think about 9/12, and think about how we united together and how all the silliness and the ridiculousness, how we really thought about what was important. And that song just summed it up so well. And I only reason I say it tonight is because we talk about our freedoms. We talk about what we're able to do. And, you know, Bob, when I heard that, and yet I had seen the pictures of the workshop that you were putting up the flag and doing the, you know, the national anthem and Pledge of Allegiance, talking about that stuff, it's just emotional to me. And guys, Dave, when you send me those pictures off the deck of the American flag, I mean, it brings a tear to my eye. And I hope that all of us together, we can make a difference in this country and the world and get people understanding how lucky we are, because not only that we have what we have, but because we live in the United States of America. And then on top of that, that if we're tuned into this station, that we're part of such a positive group of people, and you have to be impacted by one of us some way or the other and able to go out and reach out and change other people's lives. And I know I'm crazy, but I honestly believe that, Dave, when you started this and you brought Bob in and you started building Black Sheep, that you had it in the back of your head that this was going to be something that was going to take over the world and start a positive revolution on everything. And I think it's not a coincidence that I'm involved, and it's not a coincidence that Tom and Annie are involved. And I believe that we're going to have a way to not only spread what's going on in the world about good stuff and positive stuff, but we're going to be able to make America great and be able to let people get back to the idea of how lucky we are. And I'll step off my soapbox now, but guys, I do love the country, and I know you both do too. It's just
When's your show started? Because I got to listen to you in the morning, man. You're good.
Yeah, well,
you know, I got to listen.
I'm going to tell you, you better listen because I'll probably talk about you.
Well, I know you will. And that's okay. I can take that. By the way, though, Charlie, ask me later because I have another name I want you to consider for your show. It just hit me. Okay.
We'll talk
about it privately. But I believe you'll like
it.
And with that,
right,
I'm going to mute you out. Say goodbye to Bob, and then I'm going to ask a few more things, and we got to wrap up already. So, Say goodbye to Bob.
Good night, Bob.
See you, Charlie.
See you later, pal. Thanks for everything. Dave, thanks for everything. I'll see you soon, pal. Bye.
Okay, much better. Okay, I thought you were going to ignore me, and I was going to hit your mute real soon. There you go. He's gone. Hey, Bob, you know, it's really funny. I was listening to you as you're talking. I'm thinking to myself, I go, you know, you're sort of like the guy that should have the piano soundtrack that just follows you as you talk. You know, as you say everything, it should have like this like James Horner music in the background, like, you know, the battle at Braveheart. And, you know, I think about Dances with Wolves, and I think about those grandiose things as you're talking and you're weaving your story. So you never know what I'm going to do with your show. But I love what you're coming up with. What I love the most about you, Mr. Granger, is the fact that you have got a positive attitude, even when things are bad. And I've always been the same way. And I just think it's rewarding if people realize that things can be really bad in your life, but if you have a good attitude, you will get out of that bad area in your life.
I agree with that 100%. I honestly do. And even when things are bad, and we've both had some things that have been tough in our lives, Dave, if you stay with that thought process, man, I'm telling you, you can really, really pull yourself out of the depths of despair at times just by saying, I can do this, you know.
Well, there's no question in that. And listen, Bob, you know, again, every time we start this show up, you know, we always say, I wonder if we're going to be able to fill enough airtime with great information. And then as I look at the clock and I go, okay, I've got about 3 minutes and they're going to shut us off because that's our airtime. Of course, you know, if we committed to more time, they would give it to us. But if we did that, then I wouldn't have been able to negotiate and get all the other shows for us. See how this all works, you know?
I know. I like it.
You know, but we're going to have a lot of fun. And, you know, I can't wait. Now, again, you know, Tom and Annie had wanted to be able to ask you some questions, and we're going to let them do that next week. When it's their turn to talk about their upcoming show, because they aren't awake. He sent me a note earlier saying that he wished he could be. He just wanted to tell you that he's excited to listen to your show. And, you know, yours will probably be the first one that'll kick off on a Monday. And it'll be probably, I don't know, it may be next week. It may be the following week because we're traveling and doing things. The following week I'm actually going to be down in Charlotte, so I'll be able to sit down and go through all things and make sure when we launch that whole week, we've got solid, great shows that are professionally put together with our own little black sheep style and touch to them. So I'll be looking forward to that. So if you want to say goodnight to everybody, Bob, again, we had another record week last week. I'll have the number shortly, but over 5,000 again. And if you want to say goodbye right now, and then we'll do a short close, and then, you know, we're going to gear it up for next week.
Yeah, Dave, I want to thank our audience. I don't think we ever thought it would get to this. Maybe you did. I didn't think it would. But, boy, oh, boy, it's just it means that we are helping, and that's the goal. And we'll just keep on doing what we're doing and enjoy life and enjoy people around us and do the best we possibly can. Thank you so much, everyone.
Okay, without a doubt. And listen, everybody, here's just a short close. We look forward to seeing or hearing all of you next week. We've got some great things planned. Well, just ask yourself, did you have as much fun as we did tonight? And what do you think of Bob Granger's upcoming show, Rock and Roll with Grange? Can't you just imagine how much trouble he's going to get into first thing in the morning? And on Monday, no less, he's going to kick off that week to start things in a positive way for a lot of people. So make sure you tune into that. And then our special guest next week will be none other than Tom and Annie Diadone. We're going to be talking about their upcoming show, which I don't know if they've named yet, so maybe we'll do it for them. And if you're new to the show and you want to get caught up, remember, you can always go to twoblacksheepradio.com, look for the iTunes link, click on that, you can register, you can subscribe, you never miss a single episode of Two Black Sheep Radio. We have a great time for sure. And as we end the show tonight, I want to again reach out and thank each and every one of our listeners for supporting us the way you have. It sure has been an inspiring thing for Bob and myself and Charlie and Tom and Annie to witness over the last year. So we really appreciate that. It's really helped out more than you can imagine. So remember this, being a black sheep, it's not a bad thing. It just makes us all a little bit more unique. We'll see y'all later. Bye-bye.